Next up, it's Bread and Butter, a culinary chronicle with Jen Ashton and Lael Gilbert.
So Lael, did you know you were going to be a game show contestant today?
I've always wanted to do that.
This is your chance. We're going to play Utah Cities with Food Names.
Oh, I don't know if I've always wanted to do that, but I'll give it a go.
I'll give you some clues. Each answer is a city in Utah that has food or a food substance in its name. We'll invite the listeners to play along, so let me know when you think you have an answer, Lael. I'll kind of finish the clues, and then we'll see how we do.
All right.
If you get it right, we need some kind of chime.
Bing.
Maybe a dinner bell? I mean, this is bread and butter.
That would be better.
All right. First city. Two words. Examples of the first word include apple, peach, cherry. You got an idea?
I think I might, but there are several options.
Take a guess.
Is it Fruta?
Well, this is just the city has two words.
Oh, right. Okay.
Nope, not Fruta, but shorten that.
Fruit?
For the first word. Very good.
Fruit.
Ding, ding goes the dinner bell. So then fruit is the first word. Let's raise the bar for the second word. So this is a lofty fruit. I might say, I won't hike next to the cliff's edge. I'm afraid of
heights. Fruit Heights.
Fruit Heights.
A great city.
Fruit Heights received its name from fruit orchards above the valley floor. It was settled in 1850, and Fruit Heights is located in eastern Davis County, bordered by Kaysville and Farmington, as well as the Wasatch Mountains to the east. But Fruit Heights wasn't the city's first name. It was known as East Kaysville until it was renamed in 1939. I think Fruit Heights sounds...
It's the winner.
Yeah. I mean, Kaysville's great, but, you know, you've got to have your own name. All right. This is the second Utah city with a food name. This is one word, but it has two parts. Here are some one-word clues for the first part. Sweet, sticky, amber...
Could we add Winnie the Pooh to that? Is it honey?
It is honey. I was going to say bees, but you got it. So the first part of the word, this one word, is honey. The second part, a suffix that we use to mean town or village.
This one's not too hard. I love Honeyville.
Honeyville. Honeyville was established in 1861. Honeyville is in Box Elder County, north of Brigham City. The area was initially known as Hunsaker. Or Hunsaker's Mill, for the settler and local mill owner, Abraham Hunsaker. But years later, it was officially named Honeyville. And it's not 100% clear on how Honeyville received its name. Most versions of the story relate to Hunsaker, either to commemorate his beekeeping or as a shortened version of his name, the H-U-N part of Hunsaker. Either way, Honeyville tastes great to me. Third city. The third city might be a little bit more challenging, so this is going to test you. This name does not include a food itself, but it is related to a food seasoning, the most popular food seasoning. It's one word with three syllables. The city is in Sevier County in the high plateau country of central Utah. Though it was used as hunting grounds by early Native Americans, the area's first permanent settlers came in 1864 and found abundant salt deposits nearby. So we're thinking salt.
So the salt is the seasoning?
Salt is the seasoning.
It's Sevier County.
Name starts with an S and it ends with an A. It means salt pan or salt pit. Final clue for you that wear contacts. There's something you have to put it
Salina.
In.
Salina.
Good job. And there is an active salt mine near Salina in Redmond. So I'd say that's 3 for 3.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. That's generous of you.
Good job, Lael. Listeners, how did you do? This wasn't an exhaustive list of Utah cities with food names. In fact, we will hear about a few more cities or towns in an upcoming segment. But in the meantime, slice up some peaches, drizzle them with honey, and toss on a pinch of salt for good measure. It's like a tour of Utah in a bowl. This is Jen Ashton and
Lael Gilbert
for Bread and Butter.